T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Station.
This music is fitting as we go straight to the WadeFord.com hotline. That is where we find Alabama head coach Kalen DeBoer joining us here on the morning shift this morning. Good morning, Coach. It's great to have you.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Coach, we know you have spent the last few years coaching Michael Penix Jr., and that is who the Falcons selected with the 8th overall pick in the draft. Just what is Atlanta getting in a quarterback and in a person with Michael Penix?
Yeah, you know, I could go on and on, but I've had a chance. You know, 2019, got a chance with him 1 year, and then the last 2 years at Washington. And, you know, I think his story is probably well understood, his journey and all that. And so, you know, even from a distance, he becomes a guy that's easy to root for. But, you know, the amazing thing is once you really get to know him, man, you realize what this guy's really all about. And, you know, it's not just his desire to be the best, you know, amazing football player, but it's about who he is as a person, and all his things that he's gone through have shaped who he is. And, you know, he's only gotten better because of all these experiences. But you know, he's a guy that's gonna be in the community, and you know, all the fans are gonna love who he is, and you know, he's gonna give himself not just to his teammates and everyone there with the Falcons organization, but the community as well. So he's just a super special. I can't say kid, right? I mean, he's an adult, and he's a grown man, you know, as we've seen in how he plays and just his nature of who he is as a person.
It's interesting to hear you say that, Coach, because I swear, if I just close my eyes, it almost sounds like Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot and their, you know, the context they were putting in last night. They had a lot of the same things to say. Coach, you have more of a front row seat than almost anybody, and a lot has been made, you know, in national circles about Michael Penix's injuries in the past. But it seems like once he got to Washington, those were all in the past. There was not an issue anymore. What transition do you think he made, or what do you think he was doing differently, or that he might have learned along the way that allowed him to stay healthy and play those games and kind of set all those records for the last couple of years at Washington?
You know, his injury in 2021 at Indiana, and that was the year before he came to us at Washington. You know, that injury was one that didn't really bleed into the offseason. And so that 2022 offseason, he got a full year, you know. And I don't know, he might give a little different answer. But when I look back on it and have some perspective on the question that gets asked many times, like you just did, you know, I think he had a full offseason, you know, stacked a lot of days on top of each other as he built up his body. And you know, as he went through the season, did a great job, you know, continued to stay that course. And then, you know, really, you know, doubled down with this last 2023 offseason and got 2 years of really building himself up, you know. And, you know, we talk in terms of making yourself, you know, metal, you know, and just, you know, a machine that can't be broken. And that's, you know, a lot of times physically, but we also talk mentally. And, you know, he's got the mental game and knew what his goals were, what his dreams were, knew he was capable from a talent standpoint, knew he had the makeup mentally, and now it's just a matter of going to work. And he did that over 2 years, and I think he's been able to sustain the hits and long season that we just had together. So, you know, I think that's a lot of it. You know, he did a good job, I think, learning from the situations he was maybe in and put himself in, and, you know, you know, was able to stay upright a lot, not take an unnecessary hit. So did a great job for us that way too.
Alabama head coach Kalen DeBoer joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, when I remember Michael Penix from Indiana. You know, the highlight against Penn State where he's scrambling down the sideline and he dives for the end zone. It felt like when he went to you guys in Washington, he kind of reinvented who he was as a player, where he became more of a pocket passer, where when he's in the pocket, he's looking to pass. He moves to throw. How did he make that transition? Because I don't think when he went to Washington, someone would say, we had Brock Huard the other day, and he said he was the best pure passer in the history of the University of Washington. I don't think someone would have said that about him when he left Indiana. How did he make that transition?
You know, like I said, you know, the year at Indiana that I had, 2019 with him, I mean, you know, what I think people, I think they maybe have a little idea of the type of athlete he is, but I mean, this guy can run. He's super athletic. As you mentioned with the play that he had in 2020 against Penn State when he was at Indiana, you know, but and we had to utilize his game. And you know, we're running zone reads a lot. We're running the power read game where he's got a lot of chances to keep the football. We needed every bit of that, I think, there to help us win football games. And he you know, showed out, you know, made those plays. And he always, I really feel, had that pocket passer piece to him. I mean, you know, he just all of a sudden you know, change who he was. He had that ability. And I remember him standing up there and stepping into, you know, pressure that was coming right in his face many times back in even 2019. So, you know, I think, you know, we probably, as much as anyone, as a staff, just really tried to understand that, man, we have a special talent here. We need to make sure we're smart about how we utilize him. And, you know, a lot of that was more of just, you know, the pocket, but, you know, he throws on the run extremely well. We were able to move him around and, you know, only utilize the running piece when we really need to. You know, I think we brought some of those things out in the Texas game back in the national semifinal this last year. And it was stuff that, you know, he'd run back in the previous years, you know, and all of a sudden out of nowhere, you know, we're utilizing his running ability again. And he moved the chains with his legs multiple times in that game alone.
Coach, I actually had the pleasure of sidelining your game against Cal back in 2022, and I remember getting to talk to Roma Dunze before that game, and he told me about how Michael just prepared. And along those lines, what do you maybe think the relationship would be like with Kirk Cousins, being that Michael's a guy that has the willingness to learn and wants to absorb everything?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ken, about the game.
Yeah, I think, okay, first of all, the Cal game, that one is kind of specific because – you know, he threw for a lot of yards,
yeah.
You know, well over 300. But,
yes, he did.
You know, that game, I just remember him really having to stack a lot of completions on top of each other. And the explosives, you know, because of the defensive scheme, weren't necessarily right there. And we missed a couple from, you know, protection standpoint. And they flushed him out a couple times when a guy was coming open. But He stacked a lot of plays on top of each other and just kept completing the ball to, you know, all the different guys. And I thought that was a great step for him on winning a football game in a different way for us. But, you know, the relationship piece, it's who he is. It's what he does best. I mean, this guy is so likable. He's low ego. Extremely low ego. And, you know, he's going to be a guy that's going to be there and learn every day, understand that he's got someone like Kirk Cousins there who's been in the league. He's just going to latch on to everything Kirk can share with him. I think, you know, no matter who Michael's with, he's going to be a great teammate and going to be there to help make that person better, whether it's someone at his position or others around the football team.
Alabama head coach Kalen DeBoer hanging out with us here on the morning shift. Coach, when the Falcons got on the clock, I honestly was standing up in my living room going, Roma Dunze, take Roma Dunze. They didn't. You had a chance to actually he goes right after that to the Bears at 9. You had a chance to coach both these guys. I just want you to talk about how special it is for you as a coach to see guys like this able to live out their dream, because these are obviously two special talents going in the top 10. You helped them a lot along the way, and I'm sure they're very thankful, but it's got to be kind of a cool feeling for you.
You know, it's like a broken record when scouts and GMs would get on the phone, and it wasn't just those two. There was others too, but, you know, it'd be like, man, this guy is just, you know, a great guy. He's, you know, a franchise, you know, type of like personality, and just, you know, who you can build around. You know, everything I just explained about Michael is what Rome is, and, you know, the smiles on their faces, and just you can see who they are, you know, very quickly, and how genuine they are, and how much they love the game. The cool thing about these guys is, you know, 2022, after that season, these guys were ready. They were ready to go into the NFL. They could have gone and got drafted, and, you know, I don't, you know, wouldn't know where exactly where that had been. It probably would have been second round, you know, for sure, third round, you know, maybe in Michael's case, because people wanted to see him stack another year like he did the year before. But, you know, I think the cool thing is that these guys made a commitment to enjoy the moments that come along with playing the great game of football at the college level, dug in even deeper and made their games even better. And then, you know, just continued to, you know, develop and took advantage of another year. And to see them be rewarded the way they are and just to, you know, have this moment, it means so much. It's just, I mean, I just, you know, beam with, like, just happiness, you know, just seeing these guys have this limelight that they're in right now. And, you know, you're just so confident they're going to handle it with grace, too, when these situations and these opportunities come up.
Coach, you talked about Adunze and Michael Penix, and you obviously had other guys drafted, but two guys that are going to be probably drafted today are Jalen McMillan and Jalen Polk. I'm really interested in those two guys. I was very interested in them coming here. Now that we've went offense first, I don't know where the defense goes as a Falcons guy, because that's one of our big needs. But what are those two? What will those two guys bring to an NFL offense in Polk and McMillan?
Yeah, when you take that receiving core, you're talking about a bunch of guys. I called them gym rats. You know, they love ball and they love everything about it. They love the weight room, but, you know, they love everything, you know, with the drills on the field and the footwork. That's the way these guys are. And, you know, that the jugs machine and any variation of catching a football or catching any type of object, tennis balls, whatever it might be, that's what these guys were all about. And they put in the time film study. You know, they were in at 5 a.m. in the morning. All three of those guys, they pushed each other to make themselves better. Jalen McMillan, you know, just high end, got dinged up a little bit this year, which I think, you know, probably dropped him a little bit, but people know who he is and how natural of a receiver he is, and explosive instincts, a lot of instincts, just, you know, the complete package that way. And then Jalen Polk is just, you know, you're every down, just gets it done, super competitive. He was, when I came to Washington, the glue guy. You know, that's what he was kind of known for, is the guy that kept the group together, the whole group. You know, it wasn't just about himself. He was rallying the receivers to be a complete group. You know, he brings some really good juice and energy that isn't just about him. It's about the team. So can't wait to see where these guys go as well.
Coach, going into your first full season as the head coach at Alabama, you just got done with the spring game not too long ago. How excited are you about this upcoming season?
Yeah, I really am, you know, and people ask, are you ready? You know, no, we're not ready because we got a lot of work to do between now and that first game, but we are in a really good spot. We're on our way. The thing I always really care about the most at this time of the year, doesn't matter if you're first year or, you know, second year, 10th year, at a place, you know, it's about the mindset and, you know, just starting over from scratch, you know, and we really had to do that because a whole new staff and learning new systems, but the guys really grasped onto and embraced everything that we threw at them, you know, all spring long, all winter off season. And, you know, meeting with them one-on-one. In fact, today's my last day of just working through, you know, about 20 every day, the one-on-one meetings and the excitement that they have to just get back to work do their thing and the belief they have in the direction we're going. It's exciting. This summer will be. We got a lot of work in fall camp just to clean some things up, and we'll be ready.
Well, Coach, as a Bama alum, I got to tell you, man, we're excited to have you, and we're excited to have you on the show today. Thanks for hanging out with us for a little bit.
You bet. Appreciate you guys. Roll Tide.
There he is.
That was Alabama head coach Kalen DeBoer joining us here on the show, who also coached Michael Penix, the Falcons' draft pick, their eighth overall draft pick. He coached him for a number of years, Indiana and Washington, so some great insight there into what the Falcons are getting in this quarterback.
Nobody knows him any better than Coach DeBoer does from their time together. And so, look, there isn't much questioning of who Michael Penix is as a man and as a player. I'm so excited about what the future holds for him, and it's cool to talk to him.
All right, stay with us here. More on the Falcons draft pick, and you can try to call us in this segment if you'd like at 404-726-0929. You can weigh in and give us your thoughts on the Falcons drafting Michael Penix. And we also have Albert Breer joining us later on in the show from Sports Illustrated for insight into what went into this pick. All right, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Stay with us here in the Morning Shift. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.